board going up again. Uh-huh. What would you say they were doing? What do they call that?
I mean, this year, board just cross them like
when,
that?
When try to get someone in, when you get
someone
out.
Oh, they go up high.
Right, and when...
When you go and come down. That's what I call the seesaw, I think, is what you call
right,
it.
So what would you say that the kids were doing when they were...
Going up and down.
Okay. Would you ever say that they were seesawing?
Yes,
that's right. Do you think of anything else you might
No, I think of anything else.
All right. Now, when you tie a rope, a long rope, to a tree limb, you put a seat on it so a child could go back and forth.
Called a swing.
All right. Do you remember anything else that they would call
them? No, that's what we were calling them, swings.
What did y'all use? Did you use rope or?
Well, at times we use ropes and at times we take grapevines.
They were strong enough to do
that? Oh, they is. We used to take grapevines and I mean, that's when I said God takes care of kids and fools. We used all the ditch come down through there, which we call a gully, would be tall and over yon tall in this, deep in this house. And we go and get one of them ropes, grapevines, and bring it over this way and get on and swing. We all we cross the if that thing pulled out of that tree, we'd just been dead, that's all.
And no one ever?
Never think about it. Just swing across there. Yeah.
All right, how about this? What would you call the thing you carry coal in?
Coal pail.
Okay. Did you have a name? Like, if you kept coal and something next to the fireplace or something like that, did you have a name for it?
Coal. Coal bin, I think they call it in danger or something. Coal bin, I believe it was.
Right.
Coal box.
Did you have a different name for the container that you used to, say, bring the coal in for the coal pile? Did you have a special name for it?
Nothing but a coal pail or coal bucket.
Okay. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
What runs from where?
The stove to the chimney.
To a stove.
Mm-hmm.
From the stove to the chimney.
You know, like maybe you...
Oh, you mean from the stove? They call it a stovepipe?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. A small vehicle to carry bricks or other things with a little wheel in front and two handles on the back. Kevin?
A brick cart, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, a lot of times people have them around their garden, and they put dirt in it.
That's right. That's right.
Can you think of anything else they used to call that?
That's the only thing I know they call them.
Okay.
Push carts are the way they call them.
Have you ever heard it called a wheelbarrow?
Oh, yes, but a wheelbarrow only have a... one wheel and two little things right back here for you to sit down on in a place up in there where you put your things in.
So it would have a...
It'd have one wheel, but it'd have two handles back here.
Okay.
And it'd have one wheel out there, and you'd have your bin up here where you're going to put dirt in or rocks in or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be made out of metal. Yeah. Maybe just dish it like that. But this year, wheelbarrow wouldn't have one wheel going out there.
Okay.
Yeah. But they got electric ones now.
Electric?
Yeah, they got electric ones now. With that wheel.
All right, what about, it's something you use to sharpen a knife or something like that. Some people carry them around sometimes in their pockets.